Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Yeah, and we've got a very special guest on the phone with us right now, Lieutenant Colonel Brendan Tulin.
Andy and Dave, first I want to say up front, thank you so much for having us on. It's great to partner with, the local media. And so we're the Mid-Atlantic Army Recruiting Battalion, and we're here to talk about the Army's Army National Hiring Day, which is going to happen from 30 June to 2 July across the nation, and specifically here in both Philadelphia and South Jersey. And we're just here to tell about the outstanding benefits that the Army is going to offer during this this hiring campaign, like I said, from 30 June to 2 July.
Yeah, I have so many questions for you because I know, like, after 9/11, there was a huge surge of people wanting to get into the military. And I'm guessing since then, things must have petered off at least a little bit.
Absolutely. And I know that from having been in this job for a year, there's a lot of both talented, qualified, and patriotic people that live in, the five counties of Philadelphia and South and Central Jersey. And so, with the things that are going on around the country right now, we do see an increase in the number of people who are getting that call to serve.
Is there anything specific you're looking for? Like if someone was interested, are you looking for someone who has specific traits or interests? Or is it just, hey, just come and we'll talk to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we will talk to everyone, but the Army is obviously a diverse organization with a lot of different career paths, a lot of different career fields. We are primarily looking for talented young men and women in the age group of 17 to 34 years old who can pass our entry test and then that they meet both the medical, moral, and physical requirements and then have some kind of high school graduation or equivalence to that.
Okay, so you mentioned that they have to be able to pass the physical test.
I was wondering about this, too.
What does that entail?
So the physical entry requirements are not, they're stringent in the sense that we want to make sure people are going to be able to handle the training that comes at basic training and their follow-on training. But I don't think it's anything that, is too outlandish and should shy anyone away from coming in. So we do something called the OPAT test, which is a just an indicator of physical capability so that with increased training at basic training and follow-on advanced individual training, you'll be able to pass our physical qualifications. And so there's three events to that test. It's a small run, a medicine ball throw, and some light weight, squat, deadlift kind of an event.
I worry what a small run is to you and what a small run is to us.
I am telling you, this is a small run. It is a shuttle run. It's about 10 meters back and forth, so about 11 yards. You just kind of go back and forth. It does pick up the pace towards the end, but I know that there's a lot of people who can pass it.
Okay.
And Dave, we'd love to get you out there.
Yes!
And give you
my gosh, we need to do this.
Wait, if it wasn't for that 11-yard run and the fact that I'm way too old, I would be there.
We'd love to have you.
Right, Lieutenant Colonel Brendan Tulin, thanks for talking to us about Army National Hiring Day. Is there a place online we can go for more information?
Absolutely. If you go to goarmy.com/hiringdays, that will link you into the nationwide search, and then that will generate a message to our local recruiters based on, your zip code and information that you give. We will be in contact immediately, and we will offer all of this information and benefits that we talked about. And so goarmy.com/hiringdays.
Sounds great. Lieutenant Colonel Brendan Tulin, I look forward to you taking Dave off my hands. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Andy and Dave.
Thank you, sir. Wow, he's great.
All right. So,
We looked up this OPAT test that he talked about.
Donnie is on it. So while we were talking to Lieutenant Colonel, Donnie got us the stats for the OPAT test, which stands for Occupational Physical Assessment Test. Okay, so first thing you have to do is a standing long jump.
Okay.
I mean, so that's just to assess your lower body power. So I don't know that you necessarily have to jump a certain distance. They want to see how far you can jump, right?
Okay.
So really anyone can do that.
Yeah, we've all done the long jump. You stand there and you jump as far as you can.
There you go. It's called standing long.
Not too terrible.
Okay.
Right?
Next one.
Although you, as quickly as you tear your hamstrings.
I'm not in any shape to do this now, but give me some time to heal. And I am in my 40s.
Tomorrow.
So it'll take some time. The seated power throw. So this is to assess the upper body. So you sit on the floor with your back against a yoga block.
What's a yoga block?
it's just this little foam block. Yeah, it's just a block. And then you're the top of your back against a wall, and you hold a 4.5-pound medicine ball with both hands. So that's not too heavy. Bring it to your chest and then push it forward.
Okay.
So you're just pushing it. Just to see how. All right. So anybody could do that, right?
We can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like you shove away me and Donnie every day. Get away from me.
Right.
Get 6 feet away and you shove.
6 feet. Get six exactly. Okay. Okay. Then there's the strength deadlift. And this is, you know, when you stand in the hex bar, and then, you know, you squat down and you pick it up and you lift, which sounds great. It starts at 120 pounds and you work up to 220 pounds.
Okay.
It seems like a lot of weight. Donnie, I know that Dave thinks he's super strong, but doesn't that seem like a lot of weight to you? 120 pounds?
120, no.
It doesn't? That's not a lot? No. I could do that?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it, yeah.
All right. Well, I can't wait to try that one day.
So we're not worried about the first two. It's this third one that starts
the third
you
one so
thinking.
Far. I'm, yeah. All right. And now let's move on to this aerobic run. Okay, it's always performed last because then you're tired.
Yeah, that he seems to think is a piece of cake.
But your legs are on fire from doing this deadlift. You're doing 220 pounds of deadlifting, and then you have to run. Okay, so you're running between these two poles that are 20 meters apart, and it's your pace is synchronized with beeps. Okay, so you run down, beep, and then you get to run to the next one, beep, and then you run to the next one, beep. My kids do this in gym class.
Okay.
But the beeps start picking up speed, so you don't have to go as fast in the beginning.
You got a whole butt after a while.
Beep, 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 until you don't make it right in time for the next beep, and then you're out.
And then you vomit.
And then they score you. So then they get all judgy because your legs are tired, you know?
After you've long jumped and you've thrown this medicine ball 100 times and you've deadlifted 1,000 pounds.
I think you only have to do those things once. So I think it's the deadlift, though. That deadlift is going to kill. They call it a deadlift. Well, it's not a, hey, let's wake your legs up lift.
See, the aerobic run at the end worries me.
Yes!
I don't like to do anything fast, and you and I don't like to run at all.
Unless we're chugging beers or something.
Is that involved? Is that involved?
If you run on coffee and Philly's Country in the morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show.
The Andy Summer Show.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.